Welcome to Unchained, your new go-to podcast for everything supply chain. In each episode, we explore different facets of supply chains, from the impact of emerging technologies, global economic influences, to strategic innovations that are reshaping the industry. In today's episode, we'll cover Indonesia's early stages of developing its EV industry, with a focus on battery production and the potential of two-wheelers, despite constraints of low domestic demand. Despite Indonesia's efforts to establish itself in the electric vehicle, EV, supply chains, the country is still in the early stages of development. Currently, the focus is primarily on battery production, owing to Indonesia's abundant reserves of nickel and cobalt. However, the downstream development and production of components are progressing slowly. This sluggish progress can be attributed to the major constraint of low domestic demand for EVs. Nevertheless, the government is prioritizing the growth of the industry and taking measures to address this issue. The potential for rapid growth in the EV sector lies in two-wheeler EV sales and conversion. Indonesia's President Joko Widodo has been actively advocating for EV production, even engaging in meetings with industry leader Elon Musk from Tesla. The nation's natural endowments of nickel, cobalt, copper, and bauxite make it a favorable location for EV battery production. In an effort to attract foreign direct investment, the Indonesian government offers incentives such as tax holidays and import duty exemptions to companies in the EV industry. To further strengthen the industry, several EV-related production facilities are being planned and established in Indonesia. These facilities are the result of joint ventures between local and foreign companies, demonstrating a collaborative approach to the development of the EV supply chain. It is worth noting, however, that although companies like Hyundai and Wuling have initiated EV assembly lines in Indonesia, they heavily rely on imported components. While Indonesia's focus on EV production and battery cell manufacturing is commendable, the timeline for achieving significant progress in these areas remains uncertain. Nonetheless, the policy focus of the Indonesian government is shifting towards growing domestic demand for EVs. They are implementing incentives such as tax benefits and subsidies for electric bikes and conversions, encouraging consumers to adopt cleaner transportation options. Given the low base, EV sales in Indonesia are expected to experience rapid growth. This growth potential is particularly significant in the two-wheeler EV market, mainly due to attractive incentives and prevailing travel preferences. As the industry continues to develop, it is expected that more companies will invest in the production of components, strengthening the entire EV supply chain. In conclusion, while Indonesia may be in the early stages of establishing itself in the EV industry, there are promising signs of growth. With the government's commitment, natural resources, and policy initiatives, Indonesia has the potential to become a significant player in the global EV market, focusing on battery production, two-wheeler EVs, and domestic demand. On today's episode, we discussed how Indonesia is emerging as a player in the EV industry, particularly in battery production, despite low domestic demand, with a focus on two-wheelers and government support. Thanks for listening to today's episode. I'll see you guys at the next one, and don't forget to subscribe.